What's going on, guys? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez from The Real Ass Podcast. Thanks for listening, but did you know that we do this show live every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time? You watch the live show, join the chat room, have access to the video version of the show, and access hundreds of hours of archives if you sign up for membership at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP when you check out, and you'll save $1 on monthly membership for the entire network. We've got a bunch of great shows on the network, including Legion of Skanks, Shame On, Tim Dillon is Going to Hell, and brand new starting this month, Bruce Buffer's It's Time. So once again, that's gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP when you check out, and best of all, you don't have to listen to these commercials.
This is The Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Louis J. Gomez.
What is up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Real Ass Podcast. We're back. Oh, we're back. The Dream Team is back. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. Zach Amico, international superstar, coming back from La La Land. How was it, buddy?
I had a fucking time of my life.
Time of your life. And so he was lost on national television, embarrassed. So you can only imagine how much fun he had in L.A.
It was wonderful.
If that was the time of his life. Also, Chris Tinkle, the curmudgeon, is here.
Yeah, how's it going, man?
What's up, buddy?
Good, how's it going?
Also want to talk to Chris a little bit about... Shannon, make sure you edit that out. That shouldn't go out. I don't care if it being on the website... What you pay for on the website is you get the insight, the behind the scenes, right? Yeah. It's almost like every show, you get everything. It's fucking, dude, uncensored, unedited, boom. That should
unprofessional.
Not...
Unprofessional.
Yeah, you figure like you figure if you were paying, you wouldn't get all the fuck-ups.
Well, no.
Pays extra for fuck-ups.
They want that, though. That's why they're paying.
They pay for the fuck-ups.
Yes.
That's the program.
Yes, exactly. So Shannon,
they're paying
that's okay.
The fuck-ups $6 a month.
You can leave... that in for the Gas Digital subscribers because they get to see the real deal fucking show, right? They get to know exactly how much we fuck up. But for the people on iTunes, they need perfection. Those are the ones that need perfection.
I agree.
Yeah, because here's the thing. They're not sold already. The people that are sold already, they get it. They want this. They're our friends. They're in this fucking circle already. Yeah. You know that voice from Tim Dillon is Going to Hell. He's the one and only Tim Dillon. Very
Thank
happy
you.
To have you here, my friend.
Good to be here.
Tim, you're going out to L.A. in a couple weeks.
Dreading
Zach just
it.
Got back. I feel like you guys just kind of crossed paths for the overweight white guys from New York to go to L.A.
In-N-Out has us on an intern program.
Yeah, you guys hand each other a baton.
They're sponsoring my trip. I'm very happy. I'm dreading doing it, going out there.
Why?
It's not my city.
How many times have you gone to L.A. to work?
Once. For 2 days.
And yeah, that's not it.
I got kicked off Last Comic Standing. I went as you're driving to the studio. Everything looks cool, like the palm trees and big houses. And then they tell you to get the fuck out. And then it all seems like ominous and like, get the fuck out.
The thing that you're describing, Zach describes the time of his life.
Wow.
No, they pushed my flight back. They let me stay for a week.
They let you stay
for
a few days.
Tell us what happened.
I lost. Decidedly.
Why? You're the best roast battler I've ever seen, with all due respect to Lewis.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
It's a different beast. It was a different kind of battle. I got beat. Matt did a great job. He had rebuttals for everything I had to say. He did a great job, and I have no regrets about the jokes I told.
Yeah.
Because that was me, and I did what I do.
Yeah, here's the thing, right? Here's the truth. Matt beat Zach. There's no debate about that. People that are going, oh, Zach got robbed... No, Matt fucking nailed it. He did what he had to do. Zach, you're great as always, right? What I noticed, though, the tone in general with L.A. is they weren't giving anything that was really mean. They were giving it nothing. And I feel like there was a New York versus L.A. vibe. And the hometown guys, I watched it from TV, Zach. You were there. It seemed like it was packed with people from the Comedy Store, friends of people that were performing. It was almost like this huge L.A. bringer show for the Roast Battle to celebrate that show, as it should be. I'm not even fucking complaining. It's their show. They fucking did a great thing. And the fact that Jeff Ross and Brian Moses put their name on the Roastmasters in New York and let us do it and have us associate that show with their show is amazing. But it did feel like the New York guys were the outsiders and the L.A. guys were getting huge pops off of premises.
Yeah, and it was like just like their stuff was a little cuter, and that was getting huge fucking like raucous applause.
Yeah.
And then some of like the real dark, edgy shit that other people were doing was just met with fucking nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew I was fucked when Matt came out and one girl went, "You're hot." And another girl went, "Yeah." And that got applause.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a big problem.
But he is, though. Can you pull up a picture of Matt Broussard for the, fans on the big screen?
That's not what, you know, that's not what that's supposed to be.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
No. It's not. Rose Battle. Let's just get fucking real. Once they take it from a comedy club and put it into a TV format, a TV setting, what does it become? It's booked, right? I won my battle. There was people who went on to the finals that lost. When the night that they announced the finals, right, who was in the finals, they did like a half an hour of roast battling from L.A. because it's an extended like showcase of the L.A. people, right? And the girl that went on, I don't remember her name, but she lost in the last battle before they went, "We're going to come back from commercial break and announce the people that are going to the finals." She lost before the commercial break and went on to the finals. I think it was the girl that Evan roasted.
Yes.
So it the truth was, I had a lot of people hit me up being like, "Oh, dude, why weren't you in? You won your battle. How didn't you go to the finals?" It's a casted TV show. They showcased. I think that they should have articulated that a little bit better in promoting and producing the show. It should have been like, "Hey, we're."
Why? See, here's the thing. Why are this is why I don't understand this business at all. You have a fucking contest that's based on a highly specialized skill set. Yeah. Okay. No one give it's not a TV show that goes on for seasons. I don't need to love these people. I don't need to be.
Yeah.
The only thing that's making it watchable is the fact that some people are better than other people.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are they gonna ruin the integrity of that and cast the show?
Because they can't just have ugly people.
That's also their entire stand-up channel.
Why?
I mean,
roast battle.
I'm just telling you, when people are flipping through a channel, right, on TV, and they're just by chance stopping on something, having Matt Broussard's face, and by the way, I feel like we're using Matt Broussard as an example. He's fucking, in my opinion.
Tremendous. He also beat our friend, too, so fuck him.
Well, I think he's the best out of all the guys that were up there. In my opinion, I think that he, you know, I think that they tried to fuck him against Todd Barry. I think they tried to move Todd Barry forward. Two of the judges gave it to Todd, and I'm going like, no, he's just so clearly hands down beat Todd Barry. I'm trying to remember the last battle. It was him and Frank Castillo. Frank's great, too. I mean, look, it was a toss-up at the end. I think he's one of the best in the world at it, so I feel like we're kind of knocking him and using him as the example.
No, yeah.
But whether he's good or not, I would understand why you book a guy that's that good-looking on a show, because you got to get the fucking pop.
Yeah.
They do the same thing. They get a hot chick up there, you know. Do they have any hot chicks this season?
The one Spanish girl was real cute.
Kind of.
Okay.
That's by roast battle standards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
She had a nice body.
You know?
But that's it's a look into the industry. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, when I was working on that one project for Comedy Central, and I got to hear a bunch of their specials and the audio without it being sound mixed, let me tell you, dude, one out of four people, they had to do a lot of like special effects on that shit.
Yeah.
Like lots of like, where the levels up, everyone gets a trophy.
Well, I commend them on their ability to edit out all the booze I got.
And oh, you got booze?
I got booze. And
for
then
what, 9/11?
Yeah.
What was that joke?
And you're in LA.
And I told one joke, and I just locked eyes with the girl in the audience as I was telling it. And at the end of the joke, she just yelled, "No!"
Oh my God. The best week of his life.
Yeah,
I had a great time.
He's describing my nightmare. Yeah, like, I'm like, dude, I got booed on national TV in front of Comedy Central.
Yeah, a girl thought I was trying to rape her in the show.
I had to sleep on Earl Skakel's couch.
Yeah.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Have you seen Earl Skakel's apartment?
No, is it great? I'm sure
house?
It is.
Holy shit.
A guy who has a body that's that nice, I'm assuming that he also keeps his place pretty
he's
nice.
Gotta be
dude, Earl Skakel's house was amazing.
Yeah. Do me a favor, because I want to continue this conversation, but I do want to get the plugs out of the way, Shannon.
Let's get some music on the plugs.
No, it's a fucking advertisement, Shannon.
This is the original music video.
Oh, is it? All right. Well, you just line it up. I gave you the song before the show started. You know I'm a dreamer. See, here's the problem with this. Now I'm annoyed. This song makes me just feel good, right? But now I'm annoyed, and it brought me down to my normal feeling, which is just kind of angry and pissed off the world anyway.
Yeah. and like now you're like, dude, this song kind of sucks.
Yeah.
If you're in a good mood, it's an awesome song. Now
I was in an okay mood, and then I was like, all right, this song will bring me to like a peaceful, mellow, like.
Yeah.
Now you're like, they have no talent.
But then I was furious, and now I'm like, yeah, fuck Motley Crue. Fuck my sister for making me like this shitty band.
It's a great song.
Tim, what do you have to plug? Anything coming up?
TimDillonComedy.com. Dates for LA are on my website mid-February if you are in that region. Tim Dillon's Going to Hell podcast. If you like it, please rate, subscribe on iTunes because, you know, I hate seeing all these other podcasts beat me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're growing it organically. You're not getting like getting the push from like the Opie and Anthony crowd or like all those, because a lot of the shows that are coming out now, they kind of get embraced really quick by a lot of those shows. You're just naturally growing.
And we are. I looked at numbers with Shannon yesterday, and we're doing good.
You're fucking killing it, dude.
So check it out. That's the plug.
It's in my opinion, it's the best new podcast that's come out in the past year. I think you're fucking the best. You guys are really fucking doing a great job. You and Ray are hilarious and super interesting at the same time.
Tomorrow we're doing the we're going to record an episode at the Pizza Hut lunch buffet.
Yeah.
And then release that.
That's great.
So that's something I think that the country needs right now.
It really is.
Yeah.
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 Tinkle.
Listen to Hammer Fisting. I think next week we're going to have an in-studio guest from UFC 208.
Cool.
Going to be in Brooklyn, so looking forward to that.
Cool. Tickle gives the most unsure of himself plugs. I think there's going to be a dude there, so watch or don't. Whatever you want.
Sometime, yeah.
Whatever you want. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Roast battling Eli Sayers. Episode's coming out on Monday, so tomorrow on the 6th at the Stand.
Wow, that's next week already.
Yeah,
you're defending your title against Eli Sayers.
Very excited.
It's so funny because we talk about like the roast battle on TV was such a big deal, but you're coming home now to defend your title against one of the killers in the comedy scene. So tickets are free for that, guys. Go to thestandnyc.com. You get free tickets. That's next Tuesday.
And I got two dates coming up at Laugh It Up Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie.
Cool.
As well as in July, I am going to be doing a big roast at Indie PopCon. They haven't announced it yet, but really, really big names. I'm really excited. I think I'm going to be the roast master for it.
Very fucking cool, my friend. Guys, GomezComedy.com, Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Got a couple little dates coming up. Going to be with the Tell February 10th and 11th at Levity Live. So if you're up in Rockland, Westchester, New Jersey area, check out that show. Me and Dave Smith are doing a show in Boston. I'm going to be announcing it in the next week or so where it's going to be at. But if you're in the Boston area, March, look out for us. We're coming to Boston. Me and Dave Smith live podcast as well with a special guest, maybe Tim Dillon. Who knows? Who knows? We'll check
Who
our
knows?
Dates. We'll see what happens. Anything else? Anything else?
Red Eye. You're doing Red Eye with Dave.
Dave's got nothing else going on, so he plugs Red Eye, you know, every chance he gets. Yeah. I don't really plug Red Eye.
I stopped doing it. I quit.
Know. I heard on your show yesterday you said that you stopped doing it. Why'd you stop doing Red Eye?
They had me on with John Bastow. I said enough.
Who's John Bastow?
He's the fitness infomercial guy. And I said, this is just a deranged carnival. Like, it just became, like, it's clear that they're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Pull up this guy. I want to see
who he
is.
Pull up John Bastow. He looks good.
John Bastow.
You'll know it immediately.
What does he do? Does he have like an infomercial thing? Do it on YouTube, Shannon.
Is he the guy with the blonde ponytail?
Yeah, I don't know if he's got a blonde ponytail. He's a short hair. The abs guy.
Oh, okay.
John Bastow.
I just got to a point when I said this is like.
Here we go. John Bastow. Here's his Instagram. Shannon's going to pull up a video.
There he is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's shredded.
Yeah.
What's your problem with him, bro?
He's fat.
I don't want to do a show that doesn't pay where they're getting stars from infomercials to sit there.
Have just such a different look at life. Like,
by the way, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your problem. It's so funny because I don't go on Red Eye to go like, oh,
but it's a low rent show.
It is a low rent show. But I don't want to shit on it because it's just, it's a high rent podcast. It's a low rent TV show.
What's a high rent podcast?
Well, Red Eye, in my opinion. That's the way I look at it.
It's a podcast? Oh, it's a high rent podcast.
Is the difference between what we're doing right now?
Because you look like a piece of shit for sitting next to John Bastow.
I don't think so. Not if you...
I'm telling you, you do.
Here's our job as comedians.
Is he shirtless on there?
Oh, my God.
Here's our job.
Thank you. Yes, I'm listening.
To be fucking funny. Just to be funny, right?
No.
So, in my opinion, I look at it as like, dude, that guy being next to you. I saw what you did on Red Eye with the chick with the Dippin' Dots.
Yeah.
You started flipping out. I was like, how do you fucking like Dippin' Dots? Let me explain to you.
Yeah, it's funny.
Let me explain to you.
Yeah.
That was your best moment on Red Eye.
I understand that.
And the reason is because you weren't fucking yapping about Trump. You weren't yapping about the election. You weren't doing what they kind of lead you toward on Red Eye. Yeah. And you went off the cuff and you were just fucking you.
Yeah.
You trashing yourself being on Red Eye with John Basedow sitting right next to you would have been a viral moment that you could have taken advantage of.
I don't know if it would have viral. Nothing from that show has ever gone viral. Literally not one moment
forget
has ever gone
forget
viral.
Forget the word viral. Okay. I'm saying there's more value than anything else that you've ever done on that show, so I think you're looking at it from the wrong angle.
I think you look bad by being on a show like that. You look like you're an unserious guy. They don't have really good comics on that show. It's a very low-rent show. It's like Laughs on Fox.
Sort of.
They don't pay. It's for
comics
desperate.
Unleashed.
It's for desperate people. I got to be honest. It's they've had good comics in the past.
I disagree. I'm not desperate. You know what I do? I go.
Yeah, but
on.
You do anything. So there's no and there's your attitude is I'll do everything, which is great.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. But that means we can never discern value of anything that you do because you'll do everything.
That's not true.
It's absolutely true.
I completely disagree. Let me explain to you.
Yeah.
People that aren't doing Red Eye, comics that aren't doing Red Eye, want to do Red Eye. You've been lucky. You've gotten on Red Eye a bunch and you're over it. You get to the point where a lot of people get to.
Yeah. They don't pay. Here's another thing.
They don't pay.
It's the fuck, and I give up paid work to do it. That's kind of.
That's crazy.
That's
I'd never
fucked
do that.
Up.
I would never do that.
Yeah.
But the point is, I mean, it's practice for television. It's just more than anything else. You go like, I'm going to be getting on TV a bunch. I go on Red Eye once a month.
Right.
It's just practicing getting on television. There's almost no downside to it.
Yeah, I think at a certain point, it's like if you're on Red Eye enough, you're like that guy. It doesn't do you any favors. I'm just going to be honest. It doesn't. When casting directors, when people look at stuff, it doesn't do you any favors. It might now actively work against you, but being on that network and being on a show that's not really good doesn't help you.
Can I explain? Because I love you, dude.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be a fucking star.
Right.
I really do.
Yeah.
The reason I approached you and said I want to do a podcast with you is because I really believe in what you're doing. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just old school, but I think you overthink a little bit how people are viewing you. I think when you are at your best, you just let go and you're fucking.
No, I understand. I understand that. But you do a free show twice a month that no one watches. I get no Twitter followers from.
Yeah.
The audience doesn't overlap with my podcast. It's not worth.
It kind of does though.
No, not at all. Yeah. And we get no significant bump. I've been doing it a year and a half. I've had no Twitter
You've
bump.
Never done coke with Tom Shalhoub after
yeah,
shows.
Yeah, I've never done. No, so there's. So to me, it's like. It's free labor, and at a certain point, you're a sucker.
Yeah.
So you're a sucker. It's like going up at UCB and just getting not paid all the time. At a certain point, it's like, who's a sucker?
We're not really in disagreement about this philosophy.
Right.
Your line is just drawn where Fox, Red Eye is. My line is drawn where like Laughs is or going to Brooklyn for a free bar show.
Right.
That's not like a big show.
Yeah, I think
show
the only difference between that and Laughs is Laughs, you're burning material.
This is on at 3 a.m., Lewis. This is on at 3 o'clock in the morning, this show.
Yeah.
Who is watching it? Let's be honest. Who is watching this show?
More people than – I get more people commenting on that than I got from Last Comic Standing. I got more people commenting on that than I got from Access TV's Gotham Live. More people commenting on that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If it was a little earlier, if I could see a tangible benefit to doing it. I just don't want to be on TV with infomercial stars. That's like not
Let me pull up this guy's infomercial. I want to see him because
this is not.
I think he's kind of cool, to be honest. I have no idea what your problem is with.
Yeah, I have no doubt you do.
With
no doubt you
John
do.
Basedow.
I know.
Let's see what he does.
Shaping bodies and changing lives.
Fitness Made Simple has helped thousands of men and women build muscle and lose fat. Now it can do the same for you.
It's Fitness Made Simple.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't
it's
we?
It's the real last diet.
You write this song?
Why wouldn't we care what he said about the Trump transition? That's great TV. Simple. That's great television.
Have you seen your abs, Tim? Maybe you should have had a conversation with this guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Not on a TV show for free.
Absolutely. Good fucking job, Tim. I like it.
It's nutritionally based.
You are abhorrent.
It works. I have abs.
Time makes it much easier.
Fitness Made Simple. Oh, yeah.
You're going to sit next to that guy and you're going to pretend that this is okay?
Yeah, but...
That you're in this universe next to this fucking moron?
He's great.
And he's going to be talking about fucking whatever and you're going to have to sit there and be like, oh, that's true. That's true, John.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you.
You can take my
75,000 Twitter followers... You know, he's doing pretty good, Tim.
I understand. I know the way you look at the world. I get it. I get the way you look at the world.
I'm jealous of this guy.
I understand. I know that. He's but that's... You can have my red eye twice a month.
Verified?
You can
Tim, are you verified?
You can verify is fake. It means
No, it's real. I'm looking at it right there. He's got a little check right there.
The little check. I know people with little checks and 2,000 followers. Yeah. It means nothing.
I bet you that he got the check when it mattered. It was like getting Montreal in 2006.
No, I mean I mean he might have.
I bet you had the check when it fucking mattered.
He probably
Tim.
Did, but you can go on Red Eye, which is great because now I've freed up time to go on Red Eye.
Yeah.
You can go on Red Eye.
I will.
There you go.
I don't research anymore. I just go on and they're like, "Hey." And I'm like, "It's great."
Yeah, no, it's fun.
I go for the lowest hanging fruit every time because I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because nobody goes there. Everyone's
so
always...
you go there, you do bad comedy.
Yeah. That's my thing.
That's great. I mean, that's
when you ever go for high hanging thing when he's
like,
on Red Eye.
Yeah, he's like, I go, I do bad low hanging fruit jokes because everyone's in it. So to me, it's like, okay, if I'm gonna do that, I do that in Long Island. I get paid money. I go to Governor's and do it. I get paid money.
All right. Tim, I'm not hating on it. I'm just, we have the same exact philosophy. We just drew the line in the sand somewhere different.
We drew the line somewhere differently.
But it's also in a very close place. It sounds like we're having this debate, but our line in the sand is right next to each other.
If they had paid me $100 an episode, I would never have stopped. That's how sad I am and how much I need money. The fact that it's free
is insulting. It was really funny on your show yesterday. You had talked about how you go to check cashing places.
Yeah.
Still. It's very funny to me because I'm still that guy. And, and yes, I have a bank account, but here's the deal, right? When you deposit...
I love the disclaimer. Yes, I've been in a bank, but...
You deposit it in the bank, right?
It takes forever. It
takes a few days to fucking clear,
dude. I need that money.
I need the money every time. Yeah, every time I get a check, I need that fucking money.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at in life.
Me too.
You know? But...
Yeah.
I was thinking this the other day. It's like, everyone's so fucking preachy now, like on Facebook and social media. Like everybody. You made this point a while ago about, you know, I forget exactly what the tweet was, but it was something along the lines of, you know, Trump's an idiot, you know, says the comic who's sleeping on the floor with their friend.
Right.
You know, I know like two people in the world that have their shit together, like legitimately, like Nate Bargatze has his shit together.
Right.
Bought a house, rents a place in LA still.
Right.
You know, multiple development deals, just has his life set up, savings set up. He really has his shit together. And then Dave Smith's mom. Those are the two people in the world
that
I know that legitimately have it all together. That if they said, hey, take a knee, young man.
Yeah.
I want to have a conversation with you about what you should be doing in life.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Comedy advice is a different thing, right? Yeah. Every comic, the best comics in the world that we know are fucking psychopaths, and they shouldn't be giving advice on how people live their lives and do daily
100%.
Shit. They should give advice on comedy, obviously, but I'm not taking advice from fucking Bobby Kelly, who's going to be dead in 3 years, on anything except for how to fucking tell a joke or run a podcast. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
I mean, let's hope he's not dead in 3 years.
I'm kidding. Five.
Let's give him.
He posted a thing the other day.
I will take a show.
Seven chubby guys, and it was like...
I saw that.
Seven morbidly obese men.
4,000 pounds of
fans. It was
fans.
Crazy. Like, literally three of those guys could not get on any elevator at the same time in New York City. Period. Seven chubby dudes. It was like, are you fucking crazy?
Yeah, it's not good.
You're the weight of 18 chubby dudes.
Yeah, it's bad.
So, I really do talk shit because I'm back in the gym 2 days, back in the diet 1 week. I'm ready with sleeveless shirt, just making fun of fat people
you
left
seem,
and right.
You have energy. You seem like you're energetic.
I'm ready to rock.
You did come in like a fucking ton of flaming shit.
I thought it was cocaine, but it's a diet, so I'm happy, proud
diet.
Of him.
Yeah,
I thought he was just doing blow.
I'm high on me!
Yeah. Thought James was just knocking on the bathroom door. Daddy! Shut up! Shut in a minute!
I sniff all my meals, but there's no carbs. You ever chop up a strawberry and fucking snort it? It's the best way to enjoy a strawberry. Also, I walk in and Tim Dillon, you're like, hey, dude, can I get a banana?
Yeah.
Because last time you came on, we had pastries.
Yeah, that's what I thought we were going to have.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to have an assortment of baked goods.
Can I tell you why we got rid of that bit?
Please. We just did no carb rule?
Well, no, we would have done a healthy version. We would have done a no carb cheesecake or something, which I've asked her to do multiple times. But Shannon won't do it. She won't make the stuff. She said she would do it. She couldn't muster up the energy for 2 weeks in a row, even for a bit, to just fucking create some
now,
pastries.
If you see her, like, she's made a lot of things for her family holiday parties.
Of course.
They're amazing.
Yeah,
she's
we did the weigh-in last week. I know she fucking makes pastries.
She's a great cook.
She fucking... No, here's the truth. She disappointed me so many times that I was like, if I set the expectation anymore, I'm just going to constantly be disappointed.
Right.
So you just got to accept it.
Yeah.
So we just moved on from that bit.
Yeah. Or hit her.
I'm not going to hit Shannon.
All right.
That's
I'm just
crazy.
Saying, just put a few options out.
I am back on the realist diet.
Yeah, you look, you seem focused and a little shredded in the face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. You get the energy back. You start eating healthy. I've been every time.
Shredded in the face does sound like a backhanded compliment.
Yeah.
Did you see her? She's a little shredded in the face.
Yeah.
Me and Shannon and Ralph have done a challenge, a 30-day weight loss challenge for the percentage of body weight lost, $250 the winner gets, right? So what I've decided to also do for the fans of my show, because here's what I do, Tam, okay? While you're out there worrying about your image and how you look to everybody and,
not working for free.
Who you're sitting next to on a fucking thing, right? You know what I do? I'm changing lives every day. That's what I do for my
the
fans.
The lives that you're changing.
Yeah. They need to be changed the most.
The fact that they are lives.
My fans need their lives changed the most.
Okay. I don't disagree.
Lewis's fans also have lives in quotation marks.
Right. Yeah.
They spell it lifes, L-I-F-E-S.
Yeah.
They're good people, though. I'm going to issue a challenge to the fans, okay? And it is also, it's going to be the Real Ass Challenge. Hashtag that, Real Ass Challenge. Don't roll your eyes at me, Tim.
I didn't roll my eyes.
You did. You stopped yourself from rolling your eyes. I literally watched. That's pretty crazy. It's like if you watch somebody stop a sneeze.
Yeah.
I watched Tim stop his eye roll. It was the same expression that somebody makes when they stop a sneeze.
I'm sorry. I'm drinking out of my real ass mug.
Good. It's the real ass challenge. I'm going to change your lives. While Tim wants you guys, his fans, to be dead. I this is also very...
Death is the only release.
This is very selfish for me as well. I'm looking longevity. Each fan is worth a certain amount per year. I need them to live for years and years and years and years and years so they can help me feed baby James. Okay, Tim?
Yes.
Your fans are going to be dead soon. They're worth a lot.
But we'll keep regenerating them.
Your fans are worth less than my fans.
Absolutely.
Your fans are worthless.
Absolutely.
Okay.
They have jobs.
Yeah. It means nothing.
Many of them have families.
They need, my fans need my show.
I know.
Okay.
This, I know. They need I'm aware us. Of that. Okay. I'm aware.
66 days. It's a 66-day challenge because I thought to create a habit, it was 22 days. Googled it. They've done a whole bunch of research on this topic. 66 days.
To create a habit.
To create a habit.
Interesting.
So it's a 66-day challenge, okay, where, and this is very shallow here because I'm not doing weight loss, I'm not doing fat loss, I'm not doing anything else. You have to send in a before photo, you have to send in an after photo, okay? And the most dramatic difference in the photo, we're going to give $250 in cash to, cold hard cash, to your Venmo account, boom. Is Venmo sponsoring this? No, but they should. We should send them this clip.
I'm sure they'd love to.
Yeah. Tim, you can enter this contest, $250. What, there's from, money. There's
from,
money.
From when to when?
From it's going to be from when this episode comes out, which is Monday.
Yeah.
On iTunes, till April 13th is when the challenge is over.
Okay. I mean, you know, I can do it, but I will for February. I'm in LA. I'm doing Taco a Day LA.
So a Taco a Day?
Which is my own challenge.
Yeah.
Where my own challenge is.
Also kind of a real ass challenge.
Listen, here's my challenge. Every meal, some form of taco. Mm. Breakfast taco or burrito. It's Mexican food. Every single meal. For 3 days. For 14 days.
That's a lot, Tim.
Taco a Day LA.
There's something about, I watch Alexis Guerrero.
But I think it's healthy.
Do his, it's not. I watch Alexis Guerrero's do his, like, let me go fucking eat a sandwich thing. Like, he's a comic that I know, and he's funny. But Tim, I'm watching you stop yourself from rolling your eyes again.
I want to be on Red Eye now. This podcast has made me want to be on Red Eye.
Tim, I've watched you have strokes since Lewis started talking.
I've never wanted to be on Red Eye more. Where's John Bass now?
Your nose
I'm
is bleeding.
Sorry. All right.
I am such a fucking political.
No, you know, listen. He's funny, but you're saying I watch him eat a sandwich. I'm just rolling my eyes at what you're going
to
say
it's
next.
It's disgusting. What do you want me to say, dude? It's like when you're obese, you can't make it a cute, fun thing to go around to sandwich trucks and fucking smash sandwich down your throat. To have orgasms over the sandwich when you open it up.
Right.
It's like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, have you seen so?
Yeah. Like, dude, well, that's why I have this.
If you're acting that way, you literally should be fucking put down, dude.
Right.
What is going on? You're going to have a kid one day that's watching you have a vocal orgasm over tuna melt.
I never want to do like a food show because I don't think it's funny.
No.
I don't think it's funny. And sad. I think there's sadness there. And I also think it's like, it's so fucking, you know, it's like, it's just, yeah, it's a fat guy eating a sandwich. Yeah. Of course. Like there's an element of course to it where it's like.
Look at the chicken milk.
And here's the thing. As a fat person, you don't even appreciate food like that after a while. You just, it's
you're
just
sad.
Going in.
I don't.
It just goes in.
I literally eat bad food away from people. I won't eat it in public.
Right.
Dude, I fuck. Because I look at the way that I watch fat people eating. Like if I saw Zach eating a Big Mac on a subway train. I would
never eat fast food in public.
Yeah, because you should be ashamed of it. That's the one great thing.
I eat filet of fish because it's quick and fun. And the bun is steamed. It's a steamed bun.
Yeah.
So it's kind of squishy. And it's fun to kind of go squish it on the train in front of people.
Yeah. No. We would be judging you, Tim. The filet fish is no difference.
That's fine.
But Bill Burr in a special that just came out, which is great. It really is great. He does a whole fucking like 10-minute bit on fat shaming chicks. Oh, yeah. It's great. It's fucking, it's just great. And I appreciate the fact that Bill's fucking gonna even tackle that topic because you're not supposed to talk about that shit today. You're not supposed to talk about how fucking fat people shouldn't be fat.
But I think a lot of people are tackling it.
Nobody on the higher levels are.
That's probably true.
That's the problem. And it's it seems like Bill is brave and a genius, but like everybody.
But here's the thing with the fat acceptance movement, man. How much of this is being elevated by people that are opposed to it to make it a thing? Like how much of this fat acceptance movement is like a real thing? Like,
and how much of it is like 50 fat girls on Instagram?
That's what I mean. How much of this is like a few hundred fatties on Twitter that have now become it's like the alt-right.
And there's
like the alt-right's this huge thing, and it's like it's 10 guys who wrote books that don't like Jews, and then fucking now it's this monolithic huge movement.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, it's those people who have, you know, it's the cis male thing.
Yeah,
or
no,
that
no, no.
Movement.
I hate
nobody,
those people.
Like, there's like
1%
of people
I
in the world
them.
That want to use language like that.
Those social justice
but they
warriors
have the loudest voices.
They elected Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, whether they know it or not, they pulled the lever for Trump.
Yeah, they did.
More than anybody.
And that whole thing, like, you know, look, here's the thing, right? You're right. A lot of we've been talking about it. I listened to Bill Burr's special last night, and I was like, we've talked about all this shit. All the shit that they're going to talk about him being brave and ballsy for talking about.
Right.
We talk about it weekly on our podcasts, you know? I'm just glad that somebody on a higher level is taking the chances to just say what the fuck he wants to say.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, dude, he literally... It's great, dude. I mean, I don't want to ruin any of the bits, but he's like, these are sixes that want to be treated like tens. That's it.
Yeah,
simple as fucking that.
True.
He's like, I can say this because I'm a balding redheaded guy. He's like, I'm a five at best. I feel like I'm punching up. I was like, yes, dude.
Yeah, 100%.
Awesome, dude. Yeah. Really, really great special. You guys should go check that out. I wanted to, Shannon, let's do really quick. Let's do a weigh-in. Are you going to do the weigh-in on the show, or no? You want it all private, your weigh-ins?
I didn't know we were going to do it on a weekly basis. I thought just at the end of
Okay, well, let me get the scale for me because I want to weigh in
She's
right now.
She's got an ounce of cocaine in her pussy right now.
No,
she had no idea.
Louis, Ralph's door is locked.
What?
Oh, yeah. Ralph put a bolt on the door. Yeah.
He took him out of his neck and put him in the door?
No, he hired a real man to do it.
Yeah.
Because, he was afraid of people breaking into his bedroom.
I'm not going to fucking judge Ralph for hiring a real man. I mean, dude, my toilet was clogged for 2 full days. And I was like, all I had to do was use a plunger.
Well, if you want to judge Ralph later, I did SDR on Monday with one of the actresses from Trauma.
Yeah.
And she sent me all the private messages that Ralph sent her after she left.
He's a creep.
And yes, holy shit.
Yeah, Ralph's a creep. Jay's a creep. SDR show, they're 2 40-year-old men that, an average age of 40.
Yeah.
That act like they're 15-year-old boys.
Average age.
It's fucking ridiculous. All right, well, fuck my way in, but it is a $250 email lewis@gasdigitalnetwork.com. $250 to the most dramatic. This very shallow. We're just
I want
looking
to see
at
if
you.
People like clearly send in two different people.
No.
That would be hilarious.
The other thing you have to do is you have to hold up Real Ass Challenge Day 1 in the first one, and then Real Ass Challenge Day 66 in the last one that you send. So email lewis@gomez.com.
I'd love to see like a guy. Fat guy, realist challenge day one, send like a skinny Indian girl, realist challenge.
That'd be funny.
Day 26. That's hilarious.
Yeah. So do that, $250.
What about
April
the other
13th,
way? What about the person who gained the most weight?
lewis@gasdigitalnetwork.com. I was going to say that clearly because I don't think I got that off yet. The person that gains the most weight.
Gets my spot on this show.
Yeah. It's over.
It's fair.
So, I wanted to talk about this as well because we are talking about, you know, the fat shaming and we're talking about, A lot of shit going on with comedy right now. This whole thing, I don't even want to know if I want to say the guy's name. I guess Kumia did, so it doesn't really matter. But I want to know how you feel about this, Tim. There's a comic named Matt Donaher. I don't know if you know him. I don't know.
I do know him.
Do you know? Is he a cool guy?
I've met him a few times. He's always very nice to me. He's a LA guy, writer. seems like probably a little bit of a liberal hysteric. Is that where we're going with this?
Probably.
Okay.
Do you know what happened with him?
I have no idea.
So, you know, Seinfeld tweeted out when Lewis Black was coming on his show to promote it, Black's Life Matters. Like, that was like, I mean, he might have hashtagged it or whatever in the tweet to promote him being on the show. And then people started freaking out on Seinfeld. And Seinfeld's just, he's smart. He's above it. Doesn't say anything. Doesn't respond.
Yeah.
Just, it's stupid. He's not going to fucking, he's so, he's comedy royalty.
Right.
Something that
straight
minor,
up.
You know.
Straight
the problem
up.
Is you come back and apologize.
Yeah.
Like that kid Steven Spinola, he starts freaking out for making
a
joke.
Yeah, now, yeah.
And then everyone.
You'll never.
You give them the reason. If you go, I'm so sorry, you're giving them what they want, and then they pile on more and more.
Yeah.
If you just go, I'm fuck you, I'm above it.
Yeah.
That's that.
Absolutely.
So Seinfeld doesn't even respond to this, but this guy, Matt Donaher, started tweeting at Seinfeld and tweeting at Acura, who sponsors the show.
Yeah.
I can't believe he'd sponsor the show when he would do this. And he starts to white knight on behalf of Black Lives Matter to the sponsor of the show against not only a comic, but comedy royalty who, I mean, literally has paved the way for clean. I mean, like, literally just the model clean comedian. How you, if you're a clean comic, how you want your career to go. Okay.
Yeah, you want to make $1 bajillion and then meet a 16-year-old in Central Park and marry her.
Yeah, it's good life. It's a good fucking life.
What happened?
So, I mean, it's as simple as that. Nothing. Seinfeld never responded. But I want to get your opinion about comedians rallying
I think
against
someone who does
other,
that is mentally unwell.
Yeah.
Like, I think somebody, because of a joke like that, in the climate that we're living in right now, if you feel like you need to be a good person, there are homeless shelters. There are soup kitchens. There are all kinds of ways to help people. If you had a law degree, you can go help immigrants. You could do. The problem with people like Matt is he really feels like by tweeting Acura, he's doing something. What are you doing? Let's say that you get them to stop sponsoring comedians and cars getting coffee. Let's say you do. What does that do to billionaire Jerry, like a guy who's, so you realize the battle he's fighting is a great documentary about all this called Hypernormalization. Essentially what Matt's doing is fake.
Yeah.
It's pretend.
Well, that's
so
the problem with everyone having
world.
A voice right now.
Right.
It's very easy to feel like you're doing something.
Right.
And in the 90s, you would go volunteer at a soup kitchen.
Right.
You would, like, look, dude, that Women's March, these bitches are at a concert. Even that, like, literally, they have to get Madonna to come out and play some fucking songs and make out with Ariana Grande on a stage. They're at a concert. They're at Lilithread. That's all that was. And even that is substantially more than what Matt Donaher is trying to do. When you're actually going out there.
But I think there's something wrong with him. I noticed one day he went on Twitter at Kat Tim for Fox News, and he just started going at her for no reason. You know what I mean? Like, to a point where it was, like, ridiculous.
You know,
I think he's mentally...
He's that guy, right, who goes to your girlfriend.
Never been punched in the face.
He's the guy who goes to your girlfriend and says, oh, yeah, he's definitely cheating on you.
He's never been dragged out of a house and beaten on the curb till he was coughing up blood. I mean, that's what it is. And, and that's the... Now we have a generation of people who've never... The threat of physical violence has been completely removed from their actions, which is not good.
Yeah,
because I grew up in a town where you would get punched if you said or did something that was beyond the pale. So if you were fucking roasting someone, you had to be very funny. And even if somebody called me a faggot or whatever, as long as they didn't punch me, it meant they still kind of liked me.
Yeah.
But now Twitter is just this pretend world. It's fake.
Yeah.
It's not real. You're tweeting at Acura to stop sponsoring because Seinfeld made a fucking joke. Grow the fuck up. So what does it even mean to be a comic now? Nothing. It doesn't mean that much to be a comedian. And I think that you see that because it just all these comics go at each other because it was this business got invaded by people who are not funny.
Yeah.
And they took it over. Large swaths of
That's the problem. Is
large swaths of
funny people, like people who are naturally talented. Forget just funny. Naturally talented people, typically lazy. Typically don't really have to hustle.
Right.
It's a great quote by Bobby Kelly. He's like, dude, you're such a good hustler. And I was like, thanks. And he's like, it's not a compliment. He was like, talented people don't have to hustle.
And here's the other thing. When unfunnies get criticized, they all come to each other's defense so quickly.
Yeah.
When you go, that's not that funny. They go, well, what do you mean? You're homophobic. You're racist. You're hey, The Daily Show sucks. You're racist. It's like, no, it's just he wasn't as good. So what it is that cartel of unfunny people has so much power now that it's ridiculous.
But this guy, I mean, he's got 5,000 Twitter followers. Nobody's retweeting his
shit.
No
one can't, but that's what
Nobody
I mean. It's fake.
Shit. It's just
nobody gives a shit. It doesn't exist.
I'm very black and white when it comes to jokes, right? A comic can, period. This is the way that I look at it. A comic can make any fucking joke he wants. The only punishment he gets for making a joke is not getting the laugh.
Right.
And by the way, it fucking stings.
I agree.
Bombing blows.
Horrible.
It fucking blows. So believe me, we don't want to bomb. We are trying to find the funny in everything we do. If you are a comic who attacks another fucking comic for jokes, I don't give a shit if it's on a larger level, smaller level, punching up, punching down. If you are attacking another comic for a joke, you are anti-comedy, and I want you fucking out.
I agree.
Fuck that guy, Matt Doniher.
Yeah,
fuck
100%.
Fuck him in his fucking ass. That 100%. Guy can suck a fucking dick.
100%.
And by the way, Seinfeld doesn't need me to back him up. Seinfeld would never, it's never even heard my fucking name, okay?
Right.
But this guy is legitimately what's wrong with comedy today.
I agree.
That there's a whole nation, 90% of the comics,
but
I feel like
is anyone paying attention? I feel like, you know, like we're talking about it on the podcast. Has it even risen above the level? Because I think what we're doing, and
because Seinfeld shut it down because he's the biggest.
But
Seinfeld
could
have left.
This is what we're doing,
with
Matt Doniher and I. And I understand we have to do it, but like, so we're taking this thing that's ridiculous and now talking about like this is not a real like. Matt, like this has no effect.
Matt Doniher isn't the issue. I'm talking
about
the bigger issue.
He's indicative of a larger trend. You're
a
right.
Larger trend.
You are right about that.
I 100%. Think the issue with what he did, as a funny thing to do, would have been like, you know, rejected Seinfeld hashtags. And he like came up with other funny things.
Yeah,
and
but he doesn't want to get known for being funny. They don't want to be known for being
that's what I'm saying is the problem.
Comics don't want to be known for humor anymore. They want to be known for being a white knight, that they have saved somebody, that they're speaking truth to power, which fucking none of them are, and very few of them are. That's like what a lot of comics want to be known for, because here's the deal. The profit model is so broken in this, where you spend years and years and years and you don't get paid. Nobody can fire you. There's no real advantage. Like, so at the end of the day, it's this weird system, this weird community that's kind of based on all this is. If you're not getting paid to do it on some level, all this is a weird social club.
Yeah.
It's just a thing you show up to for no reason. And so you try to ingratiate yourself with the other people that are there. It's sociology. And so you just go and kind of spout these opinions you half understand, and you go at other kind, and you try to be the most like, but nobody's getting ahead based on some people are, and those are the ones that do work. Yeah. And you see them and they're fucking. That's why Facebook to me is kind of, it just became this broken soup of people that are not.
I wish I
could
walk away from it. I wish I
could.
I almost make the decision every day.
It's archaic. When you look at the Facebook model and the algorithm, and like you get 50 notifications and none of them have to do with you. Mm. It's like somebody posted in a group that you were added to by force in 2011.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck does this have
Facebook
anything
rape, in? That's what I call that.
Yeah, Facebook rape. 100%. It has nothing to do with you.
There's, I was talking to somebody about this, but the average person, I think, probably has, Shannon, look up the average number of Facebook friends somebody has. If I had to guess, like somewhere around 350, 400 Facebook friends.
Probably.
I mean, before that, you could never get the word out to 400 people. I remember being like at 16 years old in a band and promoting to people. Like, we would go to the mall, we would print out little flyers, and we would literally hand out flyers at a mall for my shitty band.
Right.
Now, looking back as an adult now, I go, like, why would anybody ever show up for that? Like, literally, I mean, maybe you get one or two people from the mall that you can kind of flirt with a chick, maybe they bring a couple friends. But it was simple as that. We would go into the office in the morning. This is what I would do. They would have announcements that they would have, like, the president of the class read, like, in my high school, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, the Key Club is 4
Would you read them occasionally?
Never, right?
Wow.
They would never let me even in near the office.
That's bullshit.
So I would sneak in with my own little, like, I literally figured out the copy the way they did it. You have to highlight certain areas.
Yeah.
And I'd sneak in with my shows. Come see Salty Blackflower.
Oh, that's so cool.
This weekend at the back door.
Wow.
And they'd say it. And I'd get suspended from school for doing this. But I did it multiple times because I would do whatever the fuck I could do to get the word out to as many people as possible. But that worked because that was something that the kids in school were talking about. They're like, oh, did you see Lewis fucking?
He
duped the principal for the third time this year, you know?
Yeah.
But now the average person can just, with a click of a button, just get their stupid opinion out to a mass amount of people. And that is very addictive. So everybody is going, oh, here's my opinion. Like it, don't like it, whatever. And it's created an entire, like the entire, everyone in society has a self-importance about them now, and almost nobody knows what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah, it's bad. And we're headed somewhere bad, I think.
Yeah.
I think we're headed somewhere bad. I think we're headed to a point where we will see this spill over into the real world eventually. Like and in violence. It's not going to be in a nice way. I do think a lot of this stuff, you know, when you look at the campaigns targeting people and, like, you know, smearing people online and stuff, and people just getting radicalized and certain, I mean, it's going to be bad.
All right, gentlemen, I want to talk about a couple sponsors really quick. First of all, Blue Apron, blueapron.com, quickly becoming my favorite way to consume food, Tim. We've been talking about food a lot on the show. Yeah. We're talking about losing weight.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, one of the problems that people talk about with losing weight specifically,
eating out.
It's just you eat out all the time. You're on the run. You know, you're not cooking for yourself. You don't know the type of food you're eating. You don't know what's in the ingredients that are in the foods that you're eating. Blue Apron makes it easy to cook for yourself at home. They have fresh, natural ingredients. You guys know exactly what you're eating. You know exactly what's going into the meal. Okay, yeah. I have a ton of restrictions on what I could eat right now with the Real Ass Diet. So I can leave certain things out while I'm cooking meals as well, which is awesome. You know, if I'm not having the potato portion of it, I can still have an amazing meal with all of the other ingredients. Here's the deal, right? What we do, young dudes, which is probably most of the listeners of this show, we eat out a lot. If we do cook for ourselves at home, what is it? A tuna sandwich?
Yeah.
Tomato soup, some eggs?
A burger.
Yeah, at best.
At best.
At best.
Yeah.
Okay, Tim. Most people don't even go that far. Some grilled cheese at the best. The best I will do for myself. What's the last meal you cooked yourself, Zach? Meal.
Black beans and bacon.
Black beans and bacon.
Right, right.
Like, literally, if you were on the run from the law in the 20s,
yes,
and living on train tracks,
that's exactly
that's the meal that you would have. What's the last meal
it's
that you had?
Bank robber special.
Yes, yes.
Black beans and bacon.
I cook like I keep all my possessions in a sack on a stick.
Yeah, yeah, you can cook it in like an upside down coffee can.
Yes.
Like on a train tracks.
All my meals can be made in a hobo shoe.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the last meal you cooked for yourself, Tinkle? And you have a real girlfriend with a real job and a really nice apartment. You guys just bought a place.
Yes.
You're a real ass dude. You have a real life. You have your shit together probably more than most people on the show. What's the last full meal you cooked for yourself?
If it's for me, the other day I made myself nachos. And the cheese was out of a can and I just made my own steak. Yeah.
Disgusting. You don't even know it was in that cheese.
Right.
You have no idea. Timmy?
The last meal, I don't cook for myself.
You don't do it. You go out.
Never go out.
Yeah. But here's the thing. You know why you don't cook for yourself? Because it's difficult. It's difficult to make good, fresh, delicious meals.
And I end up spending all this money in the grocery store because I'm just buying things. I don't know what I need, what I don't need.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
Let me explain to you something, okay? For me, I'm going to need paprika one time for one meal ever in my life. The fact that I got to buy a $6 jar of paprika is bananas. Guess what Blue Apron does? They measure out every ingredient down to your spices. They send it right to your door with easy-to-read instructions, step-by-step, so you can make amazing meals for you, your family, a date, whatever it is. Imagine you bring in a chick and you say, hey, hold on, babe. I got a meal coming out for you. I'm making you roasted pork with apple, walnut, and farro salad. What? She doesn't even know what farro salad is because she's a piece of garbage. She hooks on the side.
Right.
This is the best moment of her life, okay? Yeah. These are some of the meals that are coming up on Blue Apron. Cashew chicken stir fry with tango mandarins and jasmine rice. Crispy barramundi with quinoa and roasted carrot salad. What the fuck?
Okay, yeah, these whores are like, what's quinoa?
Who's impressed he didn't say quinoa?
Yeah,
I am actually,
so
to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Shocked.
It's not on the Real Estate, but it's okay. Udon noodle soup with miso and soft-boiled eggs. You're not going to do this on your own. You would have to go to years of culinary school to perfect these meals. Blue Apron makes it as easy as possible for anybody to be a master chef in their kitchen, okay? Here's the deal. For our fans, this is the craziest shit of all, okay? We're not even asking you for anything. We're giving shit away. Timmy.
Yeah.
We don't ask for stuff on the show.
I don't.
We're giving it away.
You're giving it away.
Three free meals. Go to blueapron.com right now. Go to blueapron.com/real. blueapron.com/REAL. Not like my fight reel. REAL. Check out this week's menu. You get your first three meals for free. Free shipping. Literally, you just get three meals. You make them. See if you like it. It's free. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So do not wait. That's blueapron.com/real. Blue Apron, a better way to cook, motherfuckers.
And it's fun.
And as we're talking about, you know, losing weight and working out and doing what we can do in the gym, brand new sponsor to the show, Test X 180 Ignite. This is a free testosterone booster. Basically, free or unbound testosterone is what delivers the benefits that guys want in the gym. It's different than the hormone testosterone, though. TESX 180 Ignite is a combination supplement which sets it apart from most of the competition. It helps boost free testosterone and burn fat, giving you guys the results that you guys want all in one formula. Take TESX 180 in conjunction with your workouts and your diet plans. It boosts free testosterone, helps burn fat and deliver energy, helps build lean muscle. Timmy, you were talking about dudes you want to bang. You don't want to bang a big muscle-bound freak.
Nobody really does.
Shannon has
something wrong with it.
Yeah, that's an issue.
Nothing wrong with that. But the thing is, most people want that swimmer's body.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then this is the type of muscle that it helps build. It boosts your sex drive, your libido, passion, and confidence, and it improves your performance in the gym. It's pretty amazing. And check this out. We're giving away a complimentary bottle of TESX 180 Ignite. All you have to do right now is take out your phone right now and text the word REAL, R-E-A-L, to 202020. That's 202020. Text the word REAL. You get a free bottle of TESX 180 Ignite. You can go to GNC and buy it right now, or you can get it complimentary right now by texting REAL to 202020. That's R-E-A-L to 202020. One of the things that was a big story this week that I just find so funny is, Uber. Yeah, everyone's
delete Uber.
Everyone's deleting Uber now. Did you use Uber or Lyft when you were in L.A., Zach?
I spent about $150 on Uber.
But that's great, though. When you consider how
What it would have cost me to rent a car and keep it filled with gas, and I got everywhere I needed to go.
Yeah, so
delete Uber, but keep Chase because they're a benevolent force for good.
Well, that's the
keep Citigroup.
Nobody, everyone follows a hashtag. Here's why people are just so stupid.
It's dumb, man.
If you went and looked at the political beliefs of every company in this world, you'd have to really break it all down. If you're going to try to not support, why Uber? Why are you picking Uber? Here's what's funny: Taxi and Limousine Commission.
Yeah,
they go out and they push this story that. We're not going to go out and pick people up from the airport, but Uber's going to go do it. The reason Taxi and Limousine Commission pushed it is because Uber's fucking killing them.
Right.
And like the idiots that we are, we just go, delete Uber, the TLC. Dude, the TLC is a fucking government-sponsored monopoly. It is one of the worst things in the world. Have you ever met a taxi driver that you've liked?
Yeah, that was happy.
They're the fucking worst people in the world. Okay, the worst people in the fucking world, okay? Right. So then on top of all of it, it's so funny to me, Lyft comes in and sees the opportunity as well and goes, we're going to donate $1 million to the ACLU and we're not going to pick up people from the airport either. Everyone's like, Lyft. Both of those companies, the TLC and Lyft, just took advantage of the opportunity, took advantage of the sheep mentality.
Right.
Do you know how much money Lyft spends on advertising on Pandora weekly?
Right.
Do you have any idea the millions and millions of dollars they spend on advertising? This is just such a beautiful move that speaks directly to millennials who are using these apps.
But now it just came out that Lyft is like partially owned by Carl Icahn, who's a huge Trump confidant.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
We're so interconnected.
Nobody.
You have to build a house in the woods.
Of course.
And farm.
Yeah.
That's what I say to all these people who want to delete this, delete that. Go build a house. Because here's the deal, man. This mob mentality. Listen, Trump's a thug and he sucks. But this mob mentality on either side is not good. And that's all you see now is a mob mentality. Delete Uber, delete this, delete that. How many people didn't even know the facts and they're just deleting apps from their phone? Yeah. Like, and by the way, no one has explained to me how that doesn't hurt Uber drivers.
Yeah.
How does that not hurt them?
And also,
how does it hurt the billionaire?
All you have to
already a billionaire.
There's Via and Get, which are like $6 to get anywhere below 125th Street.
Juno.
You can literally tell me that they take
Jew
baby blood and fill the car tanks
doesn't
with
matter,
that.
Yeah.
If I'm getting from 110th Street
to... Jew baby blood gets the best mileage, though.
Yeah, it really does. Okay.
I love that you know once. I've never heard of Get and Via.
Yeah.
Via?
There's V-I-A, Via.
And that's just for Hispanics.
Like, I got somewhere via that fucking car.
Wow. Except what about the dollar van? Remember the dollar van?
No.
Where everybody would just pile in a van and you paid a dollar and it would go all over the place?
That's great.
A real hood thing. Yeah, it's great.
That's fucking great.
It's great.
You know, back in the day, I remember I had a friend who would just like drive people to the airport. That was kind of his side gig. It's way before Uber, way before Lyft. He was like, I just get known for people that need rides to the airport. Instead of paying a taxi, $60 to pay me $30, and I'll just drive you out to the airport.
They were saying we're like the Guadi bus. There's the regular buses from Jersey, and then there's like the Guatemalan bus, it's like and you can go to New York with like a chicken.
Shannon, Tinkle's a little loud. Can you just turn it down a little? So, what do you use Lyft and Uber in the apps, or do you use yellow cabs in the city?
No, I mean, I do. I was addicted. Uber got me addicted with a half price thing, which I thought was brilliant. They gave me a week of just
half price
rides, and then it's like, and then you get so addicted to not going underground.
Yeah.
That you're like, how can I live?
Oh, so you won't even use subways now? Use subways.
I do sometimes, but a lot of times I'm in a car.
How good are you doing? How much money are you making right now? This has to be crazy. If you are using Uber to get around New York City all the time,
I do the pool.
Well, that's crazy. That's garbage.
Well, not always, but sometimes I do Uber.
I would rather kill myself than have to pick up a random stranger with me.
Oh, but I love it. I love it because I'm always the lunatic.
You're trying to get your dick sucked.
Well, the part of it, but I'm also the lunatic in the Uber pool. Like somebody said to me, they're like, what if you get a crazy person in Uber pool? I'm like, crazier than satanic pedophile cults? No. I think game, set, match.
Dude, that could be a bit, dude. That's funny. That should be a bit. You're the guy that people are afraid of.
You don't want me.
Zach, I
got in an Uber pool with my hair up the other day, and it was a full family and me.
That's amazing. Wow. But Uber to Astoria.
You should be bringing your kids in an Uber pool.
You should not. But I live in Astoria, so it's $20 to get home from anywhere kind of in Midtown. And if it's me, Sarah Tolmash, and fucking Joe List piling a cab, or me and Aaron Berg and whoever, we split it. We split the Uber fare, you know?
Yeah. Well, I do it with my friends. The problem Subways is having a random stranger get into your cab with you is kind of crazy.
I love it.
Yeah, no.
It's exciting.
Tinkle's the only person here that wouldn't be a problem. Like, he would walk up to the Uber pool, and you'd be like, okay, he's a normal dude. He's got his headset, and he's not trying to talk to me.
Right.
I can't stand it, dude. I did one time from the airport, and it took fucking 2 hours to get home. And the only reason why I did it is because I wanted to surprise my girlfriend and be there earlier than she thought, and then it ended up being, I mean, I could take the subway for $2.50.
You show up, she's just sucking a black cock.
Well, that's the one, you know.
Tinkle, I thought you weren't going to come on for another hour.
Who's going to be surprised, her or me?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the game that you play. But
That
was the worst, dude. I fucking lost my shit.
I'm a yellow cab guy, right?
I like the yellow cabs.
I like instantaneous. That's why I would never do an Uber pool, because I'm not using a fucking app that I got to wait 15 minutes for, right? That's crazy to me. That's crazy, right? So if I'm going to do it, I do it in LA. I do I do Lyft and Uber all the time. Or if I'm in a city where you can't hail a yellow cab. Yellow cabs are great, and I'll tell you why, right? Because it's actually a double-edged sword. They're great, and they're awful for the same reason. Because they can get away with shit, right? A yellow cab.
Yeah.
Because it's really, nobody's calling the number. Nobody's really tracking their shit. I think in order to get them in trouble for doing some shit, they'd have to do some real shit. Like, if you call that number and make a complaint, it's like, that just fucking goes to the wayside. Nobody gives a shit, right? Yeah. Uber, they fire you if you, like, go under a certain amount of points.
I have a horrible Uber rate. I'm like 4.2. Yeah. Horrible.
Well, here's the deal, right? Yeah. I like to fuck chicks in cabs.
Yeah.
I like to have the opportunity to punch my cab driver if he does something that I don't like.
Yes.
In Uber and Lyft, paper trail.
I like to commit felonies.
Yeah.
So,
well, they also made it a felony, which is fucking bananas.
It is bananas. Like, when you see it on the Long Island Railroad, they're like punching a conductor at 7 years.
Doesn't that make you want to hit him so much more?
It makes
you
want to kill him.
Yeah.
Kill him. Because
I don't need a witness.
What are you going to get, 10? If you kill him, who gives
a
shit?
That is actually a great point.
Absolutely.
How do you fucking
This is why liberal do-gooders fuck everything.
Yeah.
That's the perfect liberal thing.
That's a
perfect example. Don't hit this guy.
Example.
It's 7 years. You go,
oh, really?
I'll just kill him.
I'll fucking murder this guy. Get 10.
That's a perfect example of like how the left just thinks.
Or hospitalize him and probably not get any more. I can really ruin this guy's life.
Yeah. And it's not only the left. It's just big government. It's even conservatives, too. It's anybody who thinks that if we set these government standards, they're going to help. They're going to benefit people in real life.
Yeah.
And they don't. They don't. Oh, delete Uber. What about the fucking Muslims that you care about that are fucking driving people around?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck them. I guess they should work for Lyft.
I bet you cab drivers, I bet you that they are killed and punched way less in Uber and Lyft than yellow cabs.
You don't remember livery? They used to get decapitated in liveries. They used to get stabbed, raped in livery cabs.
Yeah.
Every third ride, you fought for your life in a livery cab.
You see a livery cab, they're always, the windows are always blacked out.
Always tinted, blacked out.
You're like, what's going on in that cab? One out of three of them, there's drug transport.
Yeah, yeah.
Some sort of rape?
Yeah.
Child prostitution
delivery,
ring?
And they're still kind of around, and if you're kind of like...
I really thought it was Hispanic people that didn't know how to spell delivery, so they just wrote livery.
It's always in like these old Lincolns that are like tinted windows where it looks like the African president of like a delegation is going to the UN, and they'll flag you over, and they'll say something ridiculous. I'll be like, I'm going to like 45th Street. They'll be like, 30. I'm like, no.
Are you fucking 30, crazy?
But here's what they've priced in. The chance that I'm going to decapitate the mid-ride.
Yes.
That is what's priced into the
lift. Of course, it's a dangerous thing.
Yeah. So what's priced in is the idea that me and my buddy decide to just sodomize this guy to death and steal his car. That's why a $15 ride is $30.
Yeah.
Which, when you think about the chance of that happening, which is very good, it's a fair price.
It's not a bad price at
all.
It's
not a bad price.
They should factor that. When you're saying this, I'm kind of going like, they should have, if you're going to make it a felony to punch an MTA employee, then it should be a lot less money.
You should, when you get into a livery cab, put handcuffs on that guy has the key to.
Yeah.
And then he takes the handcuffs off only when you're out of the car.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be. Because
let me tell you how hardcore livery cabs are. They don't have the plastic plate in between. Like in a yellow cab, there's a plastic plate.
Yeah.
Lyft and Uber, they have the safety of knowing who you're picking up. You have to have a public profile.
Right.
Livery cab, they said, fuck it, dude.
Don't give a shit.
We are all on a ride together.
Right.
We are all on an adventure, and we're going to breathe the same air.
And the livery cab, you have to take their word for it that they're a cab. That's the other thing. There's no decals anywhere on the outside of the car. So as soon as you get in and they start going, if it's not a cab, you're in the car with that guy anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the yellow cabs. I could fuck in yellow cabs, which I've done a lot of.
You really like fucking it. So what do you tell the driver?
I'm a public fucker, right? So I like to, and that's one of my places to go. I've been kicked out of cabs plenty of times, but here's what you do. You don't start fucking until you're 60 to 70% on your way to the place you're going. You only fuck in a long cab ride. This is the thing. If you get kicked out, you don't have to pay for the 60 to 70%.
That's a nice thing that I didn't even think about.
So that's
I might
the thing.
Start fucking people in a cab just to not pay.
It's brilliant, okay? Lyft used to, they changed the thing too. You used to be able to fuck Lyft, right? Let's say you had no money left in your bank account, right? And you got to go set like a long ride. You just save it. You save that one Lyft ride. You go, I'm gonna wait till I have to fucking have a $70 ride. Go to Connecticut. You take that Lyft ride. They try to charge your card. They can't do it. Boom, done.
Uber will fuck you. Uber goes, payment method declined before you get in.
Lyft changed the thing. They were onto it.
Yeah.
They're fucking onto it. Okay.
Fuckers.
Yellow cab, we used to just get out of yellow cabs.
And run. Yeah.
Because the yellow cab driver has a decision to make. Is it worth the $12 fare to have their car stolen in Harlem?
Pre-9/11, dude, everything was different. I remember being on the Long Island Railroad telling the conductor, like everybody since 9/11 thinks they're an extension of the Homeland Security Department.
Yes.
Everybody, doormen in New York City think they're an extension. Like you get too close to the building, you're like, what the fuck are you? It's like you're a fucking, will you relax? Long Island Railroad used to be stoned. I was a kid in like 1998 and like going into the city trying to get fake IDs and the guy'd be like, where's your ticket? I'd be like, we don't have any. He'd be like, all right, and just keep walking.
Yeah.
He didn't give a shit.
Fucking beat it.
Who cares? He didn't care.
I'm not going to fight five kids.
Yeah, what am I going to fucking write? I'm not going to write you up. I'm lazy. That's why I'm a train conductor.
Yeah.
I'm not writing a fucking thing. Now they will hassle like an elderly woman who bought the wrong ticket. And they're like, that's a Metro card. And I'm like, she's 84.
Yeah.
So it's like people are so terrified now of losing their fucking job. Everyone feels like you're important in this society. And God, that's the worst fucking thing we could have done. That's the worst fucking thing we could have done, man. Convince people in 16 handles that they need to stop me from stealing fucking yogurt. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You're in a fucking yogurt shop. You got to get your life together. Don't worry about me.
That important thing is so funny because, I've read that sales book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, multiple times. It's a sales book that I love to read over and over again. It's stupid, but it's great, right?
That's the thing I love about you most is that down deep we have a very similar way. Because I would read that book, you would read that book, and no one we know.
Yeah, no
other
idea.
Comic we know would
but
read that.
But they give you these little tricks,
right?
These little tips. And one of the core values of the book, he talks about how Freud kind of points it out, how people do things for two reasons, which is to feel important and to get laid. And what we've done with social media and turning everything into our fingertips and online with our phones is we've made it really easy to get laid, really easy to feel important. And those things used to be things that were sought after and difficult, and the elite used to get it really easily. That was it. Or the really good-looking or charming people used to get that easily, right? Now everybody can feel important just by you get 40, 50 likes. A nobody, a friend, a normal person that's not in entertainment, they'll post something that gets 50 likes, and I'm like, how is that – possible? Yeah. How do you have 50 people that are appreciating your thought? That shouldn't be.
Absolutely.
You could have 4 people in your life that are appreciating that thought. Absolutely. That's the way humans are designed, right? So we're no longer chasing that importance or that need to get laid. Human beings on an average level, right?
Yeah.
So nobody's doing anything that's important. And nobody's doing anything that'll get them fucked or get them laid.
Right.
Right.
So right.
This
true.
It's just made the whole tone of everybody fucking blow.
Yeah.
You know? But that book, that's something that I kind of took away from it. And you bring up 16 Handles and you bring up kind of the laziness in this culture.
Yeah.
Dude, every time I talked about this on Legion of Skanks, but every time I go to like 7-Eleven,
yeah,
whatever is in my hand that I'm eating,
yeah,
I don't pay for.
Right.
If they ask me, oh, or did you get that here? Oh, well, yeah, of course.
I have an Uncrustable.
Yeah, yeah.
Smucker, you know, the little sandwich.
Of course. Yeah. You just eat the Uncrustable while you're walking around.
I eat while I walk around.
They never ask.
They never ask. They don't give
they
a shit.
They never ask.
Right.
Because they're lazy.
Right.
They make $6 an hour.
Thank God.
God bless them.
Thank God.
The amount of money that I'm saving per year eating food in 7-Eleven, it's
dude, I used to eat every day when I was a mortgage guy. There was a deli, a gourmet deli with a long line, one of those lines at restaurant. I'd eat a piece of pizza because you got the pizza like 30 feet from the checkout.
Yeah, you gotta wait.
But like it's a 10-minute thing. The pizza's gone.
Yeah.
I beat them on pies and pies of pizza. And it's like, listen, but that's the shit.
Pay somebody to watch me.
I used to sneak into movies with my friend Melanie. And there was nothing better than walking into a movie theater when everyone walked out.
Yeah.
I would get on my cell phone. I'd be like, where is he? Is he still in here? And I would walk in and then me and Hart would see the movie. And nothing is better than sneaking into a movie theater. And you talk to a kid about that now and they're like, oh, you can't do that. Yeah. Everybody's a rat.
Yeah,
we everyone's live in a culture of rats.
And no balls.
No balls and no real friends.
I used to just walk up to the movies and be like, hey, me and my friends are just going to come in.
Right.
Like, no, you can't do it. Like, come on, bro.
And you know what it is now?
And I just walk past them.
Friendship now is also devalued and meaningless because you said to social media, there's so few real buddies and friends that you can fucking be like, all right, we're going to do this thing together and fucking try to not get caught. And if we don't get caught, we're not going to rat on each other. And like some of the best friends you make growing up are when you get in trouble with somebody and they don't rat on you.
Yeah.
I remember me and my friend, we used to dine and dash all the time. We'd have a great meal and then leave. And we would do this at Boulder Creek Steakhouse in Long Island. And me and my buddy, 2 kids, we all ran out of the restaurant. And then we fucking got home. And one kid, because we all went different ways because we were like trying to not be.
Do you have cars or you just fucking bolted? It was a place where you guys knew the layout.
11th
it was your
grade.
Home area. Okay.
Fucking.
Because a car makes it dangerous. When you're a
car's
kid.
Car's dangerous.
Dude, you can fucking, you can rob a bank when you're a kid.
And if we're 3, and here's the deal. So if we're 3 kids and you split up immediately, these cops are still looking for 3 kids.
Yeah.
Fucking Long Island cops.
We're 3 kids.
We split up. We get home. This kid's crying at his mom's house. Told her everything we did.
What?
And it's like, oh, that kid's a fucking loser. But the kids who fucking have each other's back.
That kid grew up to be Matt Donaher.
Yeah, exactly. But the kid, then you learn. Like, but now I feel like that kid's the rule and not the exception. The crier. The kid who goes home and cries to mom.
Yeah,
you know?
There's
no counterculture anymore. Everybody, if all these kids, Obama leaves office, they're crying. Thank you, Obama. Oh,
you're not supposed to like. You're not supposed to like the president.
No,
your
it's
kids,
the government. You fucking moron.
I talked about this on Kumia's show, but you know, back in the day, it was what's her name? Not Nancy Reagan, not Tipper Gore. Who was the one who got all the parental advisory stickers on the albums?
It was Tipper Gore.
Tipper Gore.
Yeah.
So. You know, back, I remember the music industry like fought that hard, right?
Yeah.
It was like a big deal, right? You're trying to fucking censor us, blah, 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 blah. But after a couple of years, it became like a cool thing. It became like a badge of honor to kind of have that little parental advisory sticker.
Yeah.
And then it almost became hack for comedians to put it on their headshots and fucking, you know, all that shit, right? But I almost feel like the whole sense of like, I want that parental advisory sticker on my shit in entertainment is just gone.
Yeah.
You want everyone to fucking like it and be
I used
palpable.
To remember when I would go to my parents, I'd put my finger over the parental advisory sticker and be like, look, can I get that? And they'd be like, okay. They didn't
of course.
Know. And sometimes they'd get it from me anyway. They just didn't give a shit.
Of course.
But that type of, nothing is subversive anymore. Like nobody wants to be cool, do the wrong thing. Everybody wants to improve the system and not just work within a deeply corrupt system, which means, I'm going to steal this thing. Yeah, I'm going to fucking beat them on a piece of pizza.
Subversive adjective. Seeking or intended to subvert an established system or institution.
Now do subvert, just because that tricked you.
Yeah, it really did.
I knew that you were,
tricked you. Now do subvert.
Undermine the power and authority of an established system or
there
institution.
You go.
Boom, I got it,
that's
bitch.
That's what we want.
Where is the subversiveness in society?
Nothing.
Everybody, with young people.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's old Republicans that are being subversive?
That's it!
That's crazy!
That's it!
God, I learned a word today, and I'm using it properly.
Yes, and that's it. It's fucking, that's the only thing. There's nobody is fucking doing anything cool.
Where is the dissent from justice?
Right.
I'm going to really get into it now. All right,
I will tell you, there's they did a test screening of my movie that I have coming out.
Yeah.
And it was in L.A. and my friend called me to say a woman got up during one of my scenes and walked out.
Yeah.
It was the greatest feeling.
The same one who was like, no, you got her again. You got her
it
twice
in a week. It was at UCLA and I really offended some people.
And it's a horror thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, man.
That is the greatest feeling to know that I upset people that wanted to see.
All these people, this alleviates the burden. You used to have to develop a personality.
Yeah.
Okay? You're the funny guy. You're the fucking...
It comes from that, yeah. How easy it is to feel great and get laid now. It right. All comes from that.
It's true. I agree with you. None of these people have developed... So these people that are like, I'm offended, their personality's being offended because they think it makes them a good person. They think it makes them kind of interesting, and it doesn't. They think it's doing something to tweet at somebody. If they say, like, I'm gender this thing, it's like you don't have to have a personality. You're just gender number 34, yeah. Which is not connected at all to any type of, you know. So a lot of these things are just... disguising the fact that we have a very bland group of people who, if we didn't have these fucking phones, go be bland.
Yeah.
So many bland, boring people live great lives.
Yeah.
Get drunk, fuck, eat, and then die.
That should be it.
You're not supposed to be fucking Noam Chomsky, yeah. You fucking moron.
I agree, Timmy. I want to pull up this video really quick.
All right, I'm going red eye. I'm going back on red eye.
You got to go back on red eye, Tim. We'll do it together.
Maybe you're right.
We'll have fun.
Maybe you're right. Yeah. Maybe you're right. Who knows? You might be right.
Or you got to do it. When I go on, dude, I mean, literally, I'm shameless. Yeah. I plug my shit. I've gotten followers from Red Eye.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now. I get people that hate me on Red Eye, that people will tweet
I'll
at
go
me.
Back. I have, you know what it is? I'm in L.A. for a couple of weeks. I'll go back in March.
Yeah, I'll go back in March.
Lewis
Tim,
always wins.
Tim, you know what? Or
Lewis
Shannon,
always wins.
That story, I'm going to fucking skip it. We'll do it on Legion of Skanks. It is Black History Month. We'll save that for Legion of Skanks tonight, the black woman being... wrestled to the ground in front of her children. What a fucked up story
insane.
That was.
I mean, who are we hiring to be cops?
Yeah.
These fucking lunatics.
I can't even.
We're hiring lunatics.
I mean, let me explain to you something, right? I'm always, I side with the cops a lot because I think that resisting arrest is stupid. I've been arrested. I know what it's like to be in that situation. I watch my friends be dicks to cops before and I watch how that escalates, right? And you know, they have a fucking gun in their hand and they might be afraid, dude. You're in the hood. You're in a really hood area, dude, where you've watched maybe your cop buddies get shot. You know people have guns. You know this is a crack house. There's this moment where you're wrestling with the dude. You're a human. You have a weapon. I understand more often than not when it goes to that thing where somebody is killed by a cop. I'd say most of the time I end up going, well, you probably shouldn't have fucking resisted arrest, to be honest.
Or at least at some point you did something that caused the situation.
Yes.
But in this instance, like, none of that's true. They're in the suburbs. It's chicks.
She did resist arrest. Let me explain to you something, though.
Yeah.
When you have your kids and you're protecting the right of your kids, that becomes so much more the priority.
Yeah.
Above
and
all,
the cop,
dude, I'll fucking die for my
and
fucking son.
And the cop
son.
Is escalating it immediately instead of fucking de-escalating it, which is what they're trained to do. He's like, why is he littering? Why don't you teach him this?
The story
the
real quick.
Fuck's the guy doing?
I don't want to watch the video because we'll do it on Skanks tonight. Yeah. But well, the setup was the cop shows up. A 7-year-old kid had, I guess, littered on a white guy's lawn, a little black kid. And the white guy told the kid to pick it up. And, you know, supposedly the kid said no. The guy choked the kid, which is fucking crazy. I mean, the cop would have showed up to this guy dead. I don't know what else to fucking tell you.
Right.
If you choke my child, dude, if you choke, if you put your hands on my fucking child, I'm going to try to kill you.
Absolutely.
And this isn't a tough guy thing.
Yeah.
Any parent in the world, any uncle, you have a fucking niece, dude, somebody touches your fucking niece, you're going to try to hospitalize that person.
Well,
you're going to try
kid,
to kill
so
them.
I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he's fucking.
Yeah, he's my. Yeah.
You started fucking commentating the fight.
I'm like, one less present. Actually, there's fucking two less presents because they're twins.
Yeah.
So.
Tag team match it. But with somebody's kid, if you put your hands on my kid, the fact that she was as calm as she was when the cop showed up and didn't fucking attack this guy, she should be commended for. And the fact that the cop escalated it and said to her, well, why don't you teach your kid not to litter?
Insane.
That cop should be fucking
fired.
Done.
Fired.
I heard it was 10-day suspension. Did you look up the follow-up to that, Shannon? What happened?
No, that was it. 10 days, no pay suspension. That was the only update I saw. Yeah,
should be fired.
Should be fired, dude. It's pending an internal investigation.
That's fucking crazy. That is crazy. Wrestled this woman to the ground in front of her children for trying to protect your children's rights. Yeah. That right there will be ingrained and burned into those kids' heads for the rest of their lives.
For everyone who saw the video.
It is fucking... But the damage that it does to those kids...
Is huge.
And those kids, if they grow up to hate white people and to hate cops...
They're justified.
Just fucking understand that it's justified.
Absolutely.
If one of those little fucking kids grows up and becomes a criminal and says, fuck the law, fuck the cops, there's no justice system that's fighting on behalf of me... They're justified. When people talk about systematic racism and systematic oppression, that is the type of shit that we're talking about. And if you are a fan of this show and you side with the cops like I do most of the time, and you see shit like this and you're not vocal about it,
you're insane.
You're a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
Because you need to not be so fucking biased and stand on one side of the debate. And too many people do that. They go, well, I pick a side and that's that. And they ignore when the bullshit happens on the other side. And there's so much bullshit happening on both sides right now. It's fucking disgusting. So the video that I do want to watch, though, is our famous segment, Does It Live? Here's the setup. Tinkle.
I'm not watching it.
Tinkle.
Dude, you know I don't watch this shit.
You don't even know what it is.
Dude, I can read, motherfucker. You sent notes. This I know right here. Tiger versus Man. Not going to be good.
Oh, I want in.
Okay.
Bengal Tiger?
So here's the deal, right? There's in China, which is where these things happen, okay?
Did you see the one where they're on like a safari?
Yeah.
And the tiger
we did. That was another.
Great.
Does she live? She did not.
She did not.
So far, humans versus tigers. Humans are 0-1 on the show.
Not good.
So this guy is trying to go to a zoo in China to avoid what I'm assuming is a $12 admission fee. He climbs into a tiger enclosure and tries to sneak into the zoo.
By the way, if this does not sound like a story Lewis would have told 15 minutes ago. When I was 12, you just go to the zoo, you climb in the tiger cage, and you get in, and nobody gave a shit. Nobody's got balls anymore.
You're just going to fucking hide behind a bush and wait a few minutes.
What, are we going to start worshiping tigers now?
If you go after
they're fucking
time,
cats. That's what they are. They're cats.
So the other day, Sport got out. He went into a tiger cage. I went in there and got him.
Does it live?
Does the
Chinese man live? What do we think?
I'm going to say, to be a contrarian, yes. He figures out a way to do it.
He figures out a way to live. Tinkle, what do you say? You can still bet. You don't have to watch it.
I'm going to say no.
You can say no, he doesn't live.
I'm going to go no.
No, he doesn't live. I saw the video, so I'm not going to vote. Yeah. We had two votes no, one vote yes. Jenny, you already watched the video, right?
Yes.
All right, guys, play the video up on the big screen.
See. Come on. Let's see if my horse wins.
All right, I'm going to say it's no because it contains graphic content.
Well, it could still be graphic. You could live. It doesn't have to be a snuff film. I hope this is good quality.
It's okay. I mean, it is Asia, so they're going to be better.
Is that a guy?
Yeah, he's already being attacked by one of the tigers. I didn't mention there was three tigers.
Oh, you Lewis. That's not fair.
One guy versus three tigers.
Yeah,
I guess
totally
I should have
left that out.
If they were humans, I should have mentioned that detail.
Yeah, dude.
If it was three versus one human.
It's a fucking handicap match. Like Andre the Giant versus three jobbers.
Dude, where is the
30 years ago.
Dude, I barely see the fucking dude.
But it's not Andre the Giant versus three jobbers. It's like three Andre the Giants versus one jobber.
Hold on. I can barely see. I see. Oh, hey, I see him moving.
Yeah, he's moving, so we know he's alive right now.
Now, what are they doing? Nobody's doing anything. Like they're just filming it on their phones.
Yeah, they're filming it on their phones. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
What would you do? I would film it on my phone.
Especially because you paid fucking full price to get into the zoo.
I'm not an idiot. I would Instagram live it.
No, but let me ask you a question. What about the zoo? That's what I'm asking. Do they not?
I don't know.
What do you do if you're lagging?
This is a minute in, right? This guy's being fucking attacked by tigers. They ran off to go grab security. They ran as fast as their little Chinese legs could take them. Okay? They've got security.
This is a fourth tiger.
Ooh.
This is the third.
The hardest part of this is that Chinese people can't yell world star.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. So, it's pure chaos.
He might be dead already, this guy.
The four tigers have surrounded him. Fast forward a little bit, Shannon. We only got about a minute left. Yeah. So it doesn't look good for this guy, but he's alive right now. Go fast forward a little bit, because security does come. They start shooting at the tigers. There they go. They start shooting, and look at the tigers start scattering. They start running. And here's the deal. Tim Dillon might be right.
They shoot the guy. The cops come in and just start shooting the guy. What is that?
He still got him.
Oh, yeah, he's done.
This tiger is fearless.
Yeah, he's done. He's done.
Real estate of the week. This tiger who's not afraid of gunfire. Real ass to the week, Shannon.
He's dead. He dies, the guy? He's got a bad attitude. Did he die, the guy? From my
Phillies friend. He's a real ass too.
Yeah, he's done.
Human, it's great.
So he's done.
Yeah, he's done. Dude, he's got him by the neck right now. Oh.
Why did the guy not fight back?
What would you do, Tim?
Punch a tiger.
Do you think four tigers? Punch the tiger?
I don't know. Well, you, what if you know more about MMA than most people?
Oh, do I?
Is there...
Shannon, by the way, pull up my MMA fight reel that they made for me. I posted it on Facebook and Twitter. I had a fan make this for me. I look great.
Is there an MMA guy that you feel like could maybe fuck up or at least have a better chance?
No.
Really?
No, there was a rumor back in the day that Joe Rogan choked out a mountain lion that attacked him.
It sounds like such a rumor. Like it was like something that somebody started.
But it was like it got spread around. Like of it was course. Like people were talking about it, and yeah. He addressed it on a show, and he was like, "No, I didn't fucking choke out a mountain lion.
I didn't choke."
But he was on a show. He was still kind of like, "I think I maybe could." Yeah. I mean, look, there still is like a fucking, you know, they have a throat, they have limbs. I mean,
he is a dude. When you're near him, you do feel like he might be able to choke out a mountain lion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I don't think that anybody could beat a tiger in a fight.
Tigers, what about a bear? What about a grizzly bear?
Well, they do that a lot. They put like boxing gloves on bears, they declaw them, and they just fucking have crazy drunken Russians go in the fight.
Grizzly
them.
Bear will fuck up a tiger.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
One-on-one, yes.
Yeah. You think so?
Oh, yeah. Grizzly bear is the most powerful animal on the planet. It might fuck up two or three. It depends. If you have like, if the tigers are real coordinated and there's a ton of them, then they're fucked. But a grizzly is a very strong animal. One tiger, definitely, maybe two.
We did one of the Does It Live segments on the show was a grizzly bear versus a deer. Did you ever see that video?
No.
It's one of my favorite things. I do this probably once a year. Yeah. I post deer destroys bear in fight.
Okay.
And then when you click on it, it's a bear being eaten alive or a deer being eaten alive.
I saw that. It's in a backyard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, I saw that.
So the fucking horrible sounds that this deer makes, and you hear the crunching of the neck.
I love venison.
Yeah, I've had venison jerky.
Deer meat. I love it.
So that's the bear. Like, you see, like, he's almost like you.
Yeah.
Like, he has that same type. Like, oh, I love this. Yeah. This is just so good.
He's like, I love venison. It's gamey.
My dad's friend growing up was a hunter, and he always gave us venison. I remember he had a daughter who was my age, and we had to be like 4 or 5 years old, and we were watching Bambi.
Tight.
And when Bambi was on the screen, he shot the TV with like a dart gun.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And, well, I just remembered a thing. I think I suppressed a memory.
Wow, what happened?
I'm pretty sure that was my
dad's
friend.
He ripped you and your friend.
Yeah, I was just about to say, what is that? Is
my dad
worse?
Had a friend. I think it was this guy whose wife was cheating on him with a guy who was in the Mexican cartel.
Yeah.
And
where'd you grow up?
Jersey.
Okay.
Medellin.
And the guy's wife put a hit on him when he went to divorce her.
Wow.
And he got the what's the thing where they cut off your balls and put it in your mouth?
Oh, I don't know. What do they call that one?
Real Estate of the Week.
It was the necktie. It was the necktie deal. Where they like put
Mexican
pull your
necktie?
Tongue out, where they pull your tongue
is
out?
They call it?
But they cut off his dick and balls and put him in his mouth before
Shannon,
they killed
look
him.
Shannon, look that up. You are. By the way, I commend Shannon because she's actually looking it up in real time. I didn't even have to ask her. That's what I'm looking for in a producer, Shannon. I'm going to turn you into the best producer in the world.
I haven't thought about that since I'm like a child.
Yeah, yeah. What is it called when you put the balls in the mouth? Okay, it's okay. Penis and balls in mouth before beheading. Wow.
This is a how-to.
Does he live?
A YouTube tutorial.
Does he live? No.
Make sure you cut from the base.
Yeah, not good.
What's one animal that you wouldn't mind fighting? You have to fight an animal.
If you got to pick a fucking animal to fight, dude, I don't want to fight. I don't want. Have you ever? I remember one time I bought a kitten, right? And it wasn't a kitten; it was like a 3-month-old kitten, right?
Oh,
like where they're not like tiny.
Yeah.
They're halfway like a teenage cat, right? Yeah. Like halfway between cat and kitten,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. They're like kind of scrawny and gangly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the awkward years, yes. You know? If you're going to fuck a cat, that's the years, okay?
Okay.
So we bought these cats, me and my buddy Forrest. We were roommates. We're going to get two cats. We're roommates. For no reason, we're going to have cats, okay? So we show up at this fucking crazy old guy's house, and he's got 1,000 cats. Like, he's got a cat, and he just sells them out of his fucking old cat guy house. And he was like, yeah, go in and pick the cat you want. Dude, we went in. These 3-month-old cats, dude, I mean, they were feral. They were just wild cats.
Yeah.
Literally, I come out holding it by its neck with its fucking claws digging into my one arm with blood coming down both of my wrists.
Yeah.
Because this cat, this little wild cat.
Hated Puerto Ricans.
Was racist.
Yeah.
No, because this cat did not want to be taken. Let me explain to you. I mean, we ended up just getting rid of these fucking cats. They were wild. I think we put them in a bucket on the side of the road and said, free cats. Like, they were fucking crazy, evil fucking cats. okay? I don't want to fight a kitten. I don't want to fight a dog. I don't want to fight a fucking frog and get its fucking wart juice on me. Animals are not meant to fucking fight humans, okay? If I'm going to fight an animal, I'm going to have an arrow. I'm going to fucking put it in between its eyes from 50 yards away. And I'm probably not going to hit it. I'm going to probably shoot it, close my eyes, and then run in the opposite direction.
I wouldn't mind fighting like a fish.
It's a great Patrice bit. You know, the...
Is it? No, I didn't know.
Not even fighting a fish. But he's like, I couldn't kill my own food.
Yeah.
He's like, but I could kill a fish.
Oh, that's like, funny. Yeah, yeah.
It has no expression. Just kind of looks at you like it's suffocating, but it's still looking at it, and you're stabbing it.
Fish just seems so punchable.
Yeah.
So punchable. Every time you see a big fish, you just want to punch it.
Yeah. We got a few minutes left. I want to get some questions out, and we got a bunch of good questions today. So, let's get some
questions. Give me a fucking answer. 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 I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
You know what's up? Real Ask Questions. Wednesday mornings I post it around 9:10 a.m. to my Facebook, facebook.com/LewisJGomezComedy. Any of your questions that you want answered, just respond to that post, and we'll try to get to as many of them as possible. Okay. A lot of great questions. Thanks, Tim, so far for doing the show.
No, thank you for having me.
Fucking great, buddy. Always great. Let's see now. Yeah, Cam DeMore wanted to know what you guys thought of the new trend of comedians going after people's jobs, including other comedians.
Patton Sucks. Oswald, we hate it.
Just someone got someone in Kansas fired, and that Matt guy.
What did Patton Oswald do?
Pat didn't get the guy fired. Okay. Some guy was the million trolls that tweet Patton. I guess Patton went after a dude and started fucking with him.
He was a comic?
No, he was a realtor.
Yeah.
And I guess other people saw that he made a dead wife joke to Patton on Twitter, and they wrote to his real estate firm. And got the guy fired. Pat didn't do it. Other people,
you know what?
Fuck
you if you're making a dead wife joke to Patton Oswalt. You know, what do you want me to say, dude? It's not. Like, let me tell you something, right? We're still human, right?
Yeah.
If I had a wife and she died and you made a Twitter profile with the ghost of his, which it's funny. All right, fine. It is pretty funny. The Twitter profile, which is the ghost of his wife. But if you do that and I'm that guy, yeah, go fuck yourself. It's fair game. I mean, don't be that fucking piece of shit. Well, don't be that person.
And you also aren't a comic. You're just like some fucking regular dude that has like a regular job.
There's rules in life.
And I think that sets an important precedent that people can't hide behind anonymity.
Yeah.
And also, if you're a realtor, sell fucking houses. Stop fucking.
Why are you making jokes?
What are you making jokes on Twitter?
Go fuck yourself. What are you doing? You know, it's like that. It goes back to the thing that everyone has to feel important.
Everybody wants to do everyone else's job. Like, you know, it's weird to me when if I was in a restaurant, nice restaurant, somebody said, you know who's cooking back there? Bruce Springsteen. I'd go, why?
Yeah.
You know? Like, why? Why? Some idiots like that. Really? Like, no, do your fucking job.
Yeah.
That's my whole thing, man. I'm a clown. I can't tell you how the office of the, you know, how like the budget. I don't know how to balance the country's budget.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm good at.
And to be honest with you, if you're a fucking dude and it's not your job in life to make fucking jokes, like, look, I get the spirit of comedy, but if you got a real fucking day job and you make a joke like that's off color and you lose your job,
it's on you.
It's on you. You're an idiot. You shouldn't be making jokes like that. Get into comedy. If you want to be funny, go through what we go through. Put in the fucking 10 years. Put in all the time making no fucking money. You have guys that are sitting at a table right now that all have a certain semblance of success in their careers on a certain level that have been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
Yet everyone at this table is still living paycheck to fucking paycheck.
Man.
Still struggling. You know, that's just the truth. So go fuck yourself if you're that dude. But no, I don't think people should be going after comedians.
If you're a realtor, your social media should be boring as fuck.
Yeah, it should be houses. Be like,
oh, look at this fucking apartment. The only people you should be talking to are people that want to buy houses.
Square
that
footage,
is it.
Motherfucker. That's it.
Make real estate interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, but yeah, in terms of comics going after comics, fuck any comic who goes after another comic. Fuck any person
who
goes after a comedian for trying to make jokes. That's what we do. It's like going after a musician for trying to write a song, you know, because the subject matter of the song is maybe, let's say they talk about rape or their experience with it or whatever it is, right? Or a filmmaker, right? It's the same exact concept. This is what they do. So you can't attack them for doing what they do and doing it at the best level. Tim, who are you fucking texting, bro? You distract the fuck out of me.
I have people emailing.
Not Red Eye. We know it's not Red Eye.
I have people emailing me.
Yeah, I'm sure. Let's see. Who else? Here we go. Do you still wish you could be a kitty cat? No, that's not a good question. Sorry, guys. I guess I should have Shannon pick out the best questions before the show.
Yeah, you're all, man, these are awesome questions.
We got some great questions today, and...
Hey, Lewis, do you still want to be a kitty cat? Who the... what fucking stoner...
Louis Maraglia says, why haven't you joined a BJJ or another martial arts gym yet? Not a diss, but I just think it would further legitimize discussing MMA. Also, you can become the purple belt you fear one day.
Good question.
Solid question. I'm just old, dude. I'm 34. I've done MMA. I've trained a handful of MMA throughout the years. I don't like grappling, to be honest. Yeah. I really don't like doing jiu-jitsu. You wouldn't think it from the fight reel we're going to play in a minute. But it's a very wrestling class where you have to be in that position. It's like a constant squat.
Yeah.
It sucks. It sucks fucking balls. And I truly just don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't ever pretend to be an expert on the subject of MMA on my show. I do a show with the middleweight champion of the world. I sound like a fool if I start talking about technique and about what somebody should have done in a fight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I come at it from the everyman perspective. And yeah, I love the sport. But I talk about MMA the same way that like another person like loves, if they're obsessed with football and love football and know the ins and outs of it, they're not going to tell the athletes how they should perform in terms of what they should be doing and the intricacies of the actual, you know, the things that they're doing.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a little different. So that's why I've never really given a shit. And to be honest with you, I haven't had to. I mean, I host a show with UFC middleweight champion of the world. I get paid to talk about MMA. I guess I don't really have to.
Yeah,
there's
a
lot of people in the world who have black belts that aren't being paid to talk about the sport, right?
Absolutely.
So let's go with, if you could bring back one person to life in the world, who would it be? Tim Dillon, one person in the world. This is from Keith Caramello, our good friend Keith.
Hitler.
Good. I like it.
And ask him, like, everyone's comparing everyone to you.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Bill Burr.
No, but think about it.
And especially, he really does a great long...
Yeah, the evil...
But, let's see. Anything else? Guest Digital, DJ Stutters wants to know, you're doing great with the site. Huge fan and everyday listener. But do you think there could be a favorite bank for episodes? If we click a favorite, we can just go back to our bank and watch those specific ones when we don't want another without having to look them up. On the app, that's one of the features on the app. I'll tell you guys that right now. There is a favorite.
Where is this app?
It's coming out. The beta was supposed to come out. It stunk. We weren't putting it out there yet. It's coming. Literally, we get a new version almost every other day.
Skankfest is going to be crazy this year.
Skankfest is going to be out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, a ton of cool shit happening at Skankfest, which is going to be June 23rd through 25th this year as well. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, we can't announce any comics yet, but obviously the Skanks, obviously Soder, I know he committed to it already.
What smells so good? Is that the Indian food? Smell
that, Shannon. Did food come, Shannon?
Do you smell that?
That just happened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you smelled it a full 8 seconds before us, though, I got to say.
I know, but what is happening right now? Did you order a lunch? Is there a lunch being provided? I hate this fucking place.
We really should fucking change
that.
You
should do the right thing for people.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Let's do one more question. We got to make it good. Oh, wait, you guys didn't say who you'd bring back to life. Who would you bring back to life?
My grandma. It's not as nice as Hitler, but my grandma.
Yeah. She killed more Jews.
She's a little racist. Kind of funny.
Yeah. Zach?
I'm trying to think of like a rock star that had good albums left.
But also, let me ask you a question. You bring him back to life. There has to be more specific. Like, you bring your grandma back to life, like, the week before she died? Because she still has all those diseases.
No, I don't want her, like, fucking pet.
You want her young and hot?
Grandma?
You want her
I don't want hot grandma. Or you don't want him, like, pet cemetery when she's, like, stabbing people.
There are no, like, pictures of, like, you see, like, pictures of grandparents, like, black and white. They're never hot.
No.
I never see a beauty picture.
Standards change.
I know, but it's weird to me that like you could still look at it and be like, oh, that's a fucking hot chick. You never see like an old black and white or like, you know, sepia tone old school picture.
But if you look at pictures, I think it was just different, man. Beauty standards are fucking different. And I think it was just like there are some pretty people you could tell were probably attractive, but just they just look.
Yeah.
It's just they have fucking button up to their neck and their hair's done a certain way.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of them weren't hot.
Yeah,
dude,
we bred up. Like, I don't even remember girls having tits, like, when they were, like, 13. And now I feel like girls, like...
That's because you were comparing your own tits to theirs.
But it was also, like, they were building businesses and fighting World War II and not tanning and going...
Yeah,
you
and
know
also,
what I mean? Like, they had other things
And also,
do.
Now if you're taking photos, you can wait. You can take, like, 30 fucking photos to make sure you have the right one. Back
then,
you
photo
took, like,
of me where I'm hot.
5 minutes, yeah.
Really, like,
that's
what
true. That
you
is also
mean?
True. It's like, I'm surprised there's not more photos like this of our grandparents, like, with, like, the...
Like, one eye.
One eye closed, like... I feel like we never see the. I also haven't seen that photo.
What?
You know, like the I'm not ready photo. I have a ton of those
because
with my mom.
It was a big deal then when you were taking a photo. It was a big deal.
Oh, it was like a 3-minute process. Yeah. The bulb cost $80.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They had to fucking have a horse fucking power the camera.
They weren't like taking a flurry of photos on Instagram to see which one was good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the standards of what the, like, then it became
and then
instant
here's the
cameras.
Other thing.
Then
here's
it became...
what amazes me more, because you're right. Nobody looks hot, but here's the other thing. Nobody's ever really smiling.
Yeah.
It's like no smiles. It's like people deadly serious.
Yeah, that is also true.
It's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. Shannon, do me a favor. Pull up my fight reel, because I want to play this before we get out of here. For the fans, if they want to see how fucking hardcore I've gotten, get throw it up on the big screen. Welcome to the club. I'm gonna fucking beat Mickey Gall. I'm going to break your ribs. UFC fighter right there.
Did you
fight
him?
Fuck this girl up.
That was his sister that I was talking to.
Get that. The amount of times that I've done this with adults is disturbing.
We're so bored from violence.
Is Mickey Gall's sister.
You got this, man.
He's a good-looking dude, you know?
And Mickey Gall? Oh, yeah. I mean, if people don't know, because Tim's not one of these fucking annoying faggot comedians. Tim,
why I have to do this show?
Yeah.
Put my career in the
it's
place.
Sure, but Tim Lane will not do this show.
Never, would never have to.
But you wouldn't even know that Tim's gay, right? Like, but Mickey Gall.
Now I have been jerking off Lewis under the table. For
oh
the whole
yeah, of course,
episode.
With his feet. It's awesome.
Right, it's very interesting. But Mickey Gall's like a great looking dude compared to everyone else in the room, who's a wreck.
Yeah, pull up a picture of Mickey Gall for the fan. I mean, he's gorgeous.
Yeah,
he's gorgeous. Like, see that was, if
could have been an actor.
Your ideal guy. Let's say your ideal, you know, celebrity. This is actually great because we always talk about like our ideal celebrities.
Yeah.
Before we get out of here, who is the fucking hottest dude on the planet to you? On the planet Earth to you. Who's the fucking, if you're going to bang one dude, celebrity, it might not be celebrity. I feel like gay dudes have to go for like these weird fucking things.
No, it would be like any of those fucking, like Taylor Lautner, Hunter Parrish, any of those dudes are like, the guy from Twilight, not the British guy, the other dude.
The werewolf, not the vampire.
The werewolf,
show
Twilight.
Me him, show
yeah,
me him.
Show Taylor Lautner. I mean, Taylor Lautner
kind of
got
this is
ugly
the
now.
Hottest, like the way that
well, he's kind of ugly now, I think.
He's the one who can't act, but he has like.
Him, oh, so that's like,
ass.
Yeah, yeah, like, you're like that
yeah,
way,
I mean,
he's. Yeah,
or any of the hymns.
He got fat, right?
No, he's
I think
jacked.
He's fat now.
No, he's jacked.
No, he got fat, dude.
No, he got fat.
He got fat, dude. It was
but
weird.
But any of, here's my point. Any of the hymns. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's like 20.
Mine is Ariana Grande.
And there's 20 of her.
No, there's only one Ariana Grande.
Will you
pull
stop.
Up Ariana.
There's 20 of her.
This like, I know I'm just a pedophile
LA.
At heart. Because
yeah.
I see Ariana Grande and I'm like, holy shit. Like my heart flutters.
Any dude.
Look at her.
Okay. Any dude
that does nothing for you, Tim.
She said bad stuff about America, and she did. She said a lot of shit about America.
Less.
Well,
I could care less.
We'll see in a few years who could care less, because Miss Grande better watch her mouth.
She's fucking done.
That's all I'm saying.
She's over.
Let me tell you, we do things different.
So you would just go with the generic.
Any of those? There's 20. Any guy in a fucking movie who's under 25.
So you want the young, hot?
Yeah, it's the same
wait,
shit.
Because it's why women are fucking idiots.
That's
they
the
want
ideal.
The age like a fine wine.
No, that's stupid. The
George Clooney type. You're like that's fucking.
No,
that dude's got mileage
stupid.
On him.
Stupid. You gay dudes. It's always the ideal is young dudes.
Well,
because
we're
good looking.
No, dudes.
Yeah,
the
dudes,
ideal,
yeah.
We just
true.
Go, we want a
good
young,
point, yeah.
Beautiful, pretty thing yeah. To put our dick in.
Yeah.
That's what we want. We don't want to think about all their years of experience traveling and
yeah.
How much time they've spent tasting cheese in Europe.
Yeah.
Right? That doesn't do it for dudes.
Yeah.
We just want to fucking get our rocks off, and that's that.
I love yeah. That that's Lewis's line. Oh, one time I had this great brie in France.
You old bitch!
You old whore.
All right, let's fucking get out of here, man. Thank you, Timmy, for doing
thank
the show.
Thank you for having me.
Love having you on the show. Always a great conversation
she
with Tim
on Red
Gellin.
Eye.
Maybe, hopefully. Hopefully you will stop being such a fucking
snob,
Tim.
We'll see. Maybe if things go well in L.A., I don't have to do Red Eye. We'll see.
They're never going as well as you think they're going, Timmy.
Well, let's hope.
So
let's
you're about to hit a wall. Just know that.
All right.
Chris Tinkle, love you, buddy. Zeki Amico, love you, buddy. Great fucking show. We got a new logo and new packaging and everything for the show happening very soon. I got to get your opinion on this, Tinkle, after we get out of here. But thank you so much for listening. We'll check you next week. Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.